World Pantry Starters Audio Narration. The World Pantry Starters Edition. The small set of tools that lets a home kitchen step into Italian, Mexican, Indian, Korean, and Southeast Asian cooking without rebuying a kitchen. The argument is narrower than it sounds. There are 5 categories of tool here, not 5 products. Each one earns its place by being useful across at least 3 traditions. A kitchen that owns these 5 categories can cook from almost any cuisine on this site without buying anything else for the first 100 recipes. The case for tools that travel. Most kitchens are organized around a single tradition. The cook who grew up making French food has a wide pan, a whisk, and a saucepan. The cook who grew up making Japanese food has a santoku, a rice cooker, and a small grater. Both kitchens cook well within their tradition. Both kitchens stall the moment the cook tries to make a Mexican comal toasted tortilla, a Korean jeon, an Italian pasta finish in the pan, or an Indian tarka. The right tool is not there, so a near tool gets substituted, and the dish ends up a half step short of what it was supposed to be. The point of a starter pantry of cross-cuisine tools is not to abandon the kitchen the cook already has. It is to identify the small handful of objects that unlock 3 or 4 traditions at once. An Italian battuto, a Mexican mirepoix, a Korean julienne, and an Indian small dice for tarka look like 4 different jobs. They are mostly the same wrist movement done on slightly different ingredients. One knife that handles all 4 is more useful than 4 specialty knives that handle 1 each. The 5 categories and what each one does. First, a knife that crosses cuisines without complaint. The argument for a santoku here is that it is shorter than a French chef's knife, with a straight enough edge to handle the rocker chop, the julienne, the small dice, and the wide belly that makes herb work comfortable. The cook who picks one knife and stays with it stops noticing the knife. And a knife the cook stops noticing is the one they reach for on the Tuesday they decide to try a cuisine they have not tried before. Second, a heavy surface that takes the heat every cuisine demands. Cast iron handles a Mexican comal, an Italian frittata, a Korean jeon, and an Indian tarka with a single skin. The reason is thermal mass. Cold food added to a thin pan crashes the surface temperature. Cold food added to a cast iron skillet barely moves it. That difference is exactly what separates a real sear from a steam disappointment, a blistered pepper from a wilted one, a crisp tortilla edge from a damp one. Third, the hand extension. Tongs are the most underpraised tool in a home kitchen. Italian pasta tossing in the pan, Mexican tortilla flipping on a comal, Korean meat turning at the table grill, all demand a tong. There is a reason the same tool ends up in almost every culinary tradition. It is simple but indispensable. That is the point of a cross-cuisine starter pantry. You do not need a dozen tools to cook across cultures. Vietnamese, herb and noodle plating, these are all tongs jobs that a fork or a spatula does poorly. A 9-inch spring-loaded pair with silicone-tipped jaws covers stovetop work. 12-inch tongs are for outdoor grills and feel awkward at a normal home stove. Fourth, the rasp grater. Italian Parmesan over pasta. Mexican lime zest into salsa verde. Indian ginger paste into a curry base. Korean garlic into a marinade. These are 4 traditions doing the same motion across the same tool. The fine-tooth design pulls paper-thin shavings without crushing the cell walls, so the flavor compounds stay intact instead of oxidizing the moment they leave the rind, the peel, or the clove. Once a kitchen cooks this way, jarred garlic paste starts to taste obviously secondhand. Fifth, the scale. World cooking is full of ratios. Italian pasta dough is 100 grams of flour to 1 egg. Mexican masa is 2 parts masa harina to 1.5 parts water. Indian curry pastes balance whole spices to fresh aromatics by weight, not volume. Once the cook weighs, the cookbook becomes a starting point, and adjusting a dish to personal taste becomes arithmetic rather than guesswork. A scale that reads to a 1/10 of a gram with a tear button reachable without looking is the quiet tool that makes the rest of the pantry worth having. What these tools share. The 5 categories share one quality. Each one disappears into the cook's hand once it is the right one. A knife that fits stops being a knife and becomes an extension of the wrist. A pan that holds heat stops being a pan and becomes the working surface the cook plans around. Tongs that close the way they should stop being tongs and become a second hand. A grater that releases aroma cleanly stops being a tool and becomes the way flavor arrives. A scale that reads to a 1/10 of a gram stops being a scale and becomes a unit of trust. The opposite is also true. A kitchen full of tools the cook is fighting against produces dishes that the cook has to fight to plate. Choosing fewer better tools is not minimalism. It is making room for the dish to be the thing you notice, rather than the equipment. If you have come to this audio at the start of building a kitchen, the order matters less than the act of starting. One good knife, one cast iron skillet, one pair of tongs, one rasp grater, and one scale that reads to a tenth of a gram cover most of what cooking from another tradition demands. The rest of the pantry, the oils, the salts, the vinegars, the ferments, fits in around those five.